The first chapter includes everything. So if you do the first chapter very well, you have a good foundation. So do not worry if you go slowly. And please stop me if you think that I am going fast. I am prepared to do this chapter with you 100 times if necessary. But we must do it very well. We were talking yesterday of the dialectical argument. A dialectical argument is set in the setting of sets of phenomena. In which one set of phenomena seems to contradict another set of phenomena. Demanding a necessary blending of these two. This method of argument dates back to ancient times. Plato used this argument in a very large way. And in our modern times, Hegel gave a very definitive form. I don't know if you have heard the name of Hegel, but let me tell you about Hegel. Once again, I will refer to this book. He was a German philosopher. His dates are 1770 to 1831. He examined the nature of thought. How do people think? That was his basic question. What is the movement of reason, with R capital, reason? He found a special connection between reason and reality. Reality which is supposed to be there and reason which is supposed to be here, he found a correlation. And therefore he found the key to reality in reason. If you want to know what is there, he felt if you examine here, inside, in your process of reasoning, you will find out what is there. He says it were a key. And he found that just as reason develops inside your thinking process, so does reality move in the outside world. His famous sentence was, reason is real and real is rational. Reason reason is real and real is rational. Now this sentence can be criticized in many ways. Depending upon what we mean by reason, if you go to Hegel himself, without imagining what he meant, this word reason can be regarded as super reason. It is not exactly the reason as we understand normally in our normal process of thinking. But reason as creative, not only thinking instrument, but creative instrument. Normally by reason we mean only a thinking instrument, an instrument of discrimination, which distinguishes one from the other. But in Hegel, the word reason, since it is creative, it is creative by distinctions, by distinguishing. Real, according to him, is concrete. Reason, in its creative process, brings out differentiations and manifests them. This is the process of becoming. Therefore, becoming is a process of abstraction. Real is concrete. The reason distinguishes the contents of the real and brings out these distinctions, and as they come out, they become abstractions. And then there are steps . Each step is remoter than the other. The first step is nearer to the concrete. The next step is farther from the concrete. Until we come lower and lower down to all that we see, the more concrete we are, the more near we are to the real. The farther we are from the real, the more abstract we are. So according to him, we move from concrete to abstract, and then we go from ascend from abstract to the concrete. So the more we think, and think really, the more we reach the real. That is why he thought that if you exercise your reason fully, you can grasp the real. You become more and more concrete. You become one with the real. And we are constantly to approach the real so that we become more and more concrete. Now in this process, he discovered what we call the process of dialectic. The process by which the concrete becomes more and more abstract, and the process by which the abstract becomes more and more concrete. This process, according to him, has a design. He felt that every human being endowed with reason moves in a particular fashion. Unfortunately, reason cannot approach the real without going through steps. It would be ideal if you were able straight to become identified with the real and become concrete. But that is not the power of the reason. He does not speak of any other power there can be. That is the limitation of Hegel. He thinks that reason is the only power we have. And it can go on from abstraction to concrete gradually. His goal is to become completely one with the real. But only real can be a concrete. You, me, who are instruments of reason, can approximate as much as possible. But only the real can be what it is. The real is the concrete experience, according to him. The real is a concrete experience. The total experience. Everything is included in it. So his advice to mankind is to rise from your lower limited visions and reach up to the top. You cannot, of course, reach the top, but approximate as far as possible. This is where Hegel's idea of reason stops short of the supermind. The supermind becomes one, concrete itself, with the supreme, with the absolute, with the real. But you can see that this is a process, although which falls short of the highest, he has conceived. The process by which you can become less and less abstract, more and more concrete. Now, this description of reason, although not the supreme description, is already a preparation for the supreme description of what we call super reason or super mind. Now, according to Hegel, reason in the beginning perceives only one set of phenomena. Then, when you strain it further, there comes before you another set of phenomena. And then when you go farther, you are able to see the two sets together in some kind of combination, some kind of synthesis. And then you begin to perceive another set of phenomena, And then again, another set is seen, which is combination of the previous two. And the previous two already combines the previous synthesis that you already had achieved. So there is a progressive synthesis in which you move forward and upward. Now he found that any human being who uses his reason properly will follow this movement, which he called dialectic movement. You start with one perception and continue to perceive it, try to understand it more and more. There will arise from itself another set of phenomena which you will discover are exactly the opposite of the first. And then next one will synthesize the previous two, which he called the thesis and the antithesis, and the two are united, which he calls a synthesis. So in the process of thinking, according to him, if you really follow this process, you will come across these stages of development.